The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a mediocre place in the middle of nowhere. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. I'm joined this week, as always, by my good friend and right-hand man, Mr. Nick Ramirez. We've also got Chewy in the studio with us this week. Back in Studio B, we've got Dogwater Dick and Nathan. And hey, we've got Strange on the Range in the studio.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Half.
Oh yeah.
There's we have Strange in the Strange in the is in the studio. Strange in the studio.
Who doesn't like a little Strange?
Yeah, I like a little Strange
on the range.
Strange Rangers
in the range, I believe. Yes,
we're Rangers. You know. I guess. Yeah.
No, it's Strangers. It's on the range.
In the Rangers.
Strange on the range.
Strange on the range. Right.
Strange up
strange
your range.
On the range.
I'm like, saying it wrong.
The Strange on the range falls mainly
strange
on the plane.
On the range. Where the deer
and antelope, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you put something funny in there.
Oh. Not that range, Rory.
Beer and pizza.
Home on the range.
Homo on the range. Where the broke backs all do play.
Just stick that in anywhere, right?
Yeah, just anywhere. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us again this week. Hope you've... what was last week?
Nothing. Last week we were out for the 4th of July.
That's right.
Did everybody have a nice 4th of July?
I had such a good 4th of July, I couldn't remember that we didn't have a show. In fact, I enjoyed not having both the podcast and the open mic.
Roy would like us to just cancel both forever.
Maybe more once in a while, more often.
Once a month, take it off from both.
No. But I had a wonderfully refreshing time away from you, knuckleheads. How about yourselves?
It's been a great couple weeks. I had a really awesome time. Traveling? Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I went to San Francisco for a few days before the 4th of July and took my daughter to the zoo and to just spend a few days in the city and then drove back on the 4th of July.
With Christina?
My wife and daughter both
went
with me.
Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then
so when do we get to have your daughter in here to record things with
anytime.
Uncle Ricky?
We got to start the show a little bit earlier, but
she's
totally
stuff.
Talking and can say things like cunt or whatever you guys want to say now.
And she'll have weirdos. No memory of it later, too.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to let her say that, but I'm sure Rick will get her to say front and company or something. And
Hey, you stay out of this.
Yeah, don't say bad words, Ricky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Be a good little girl like that.
Dirty cocksucker.
Hey. Do not talk to me like that.
Inappropriate.
You'll go back in the closet. And I don't mean the secret closet. I mean the secret closet. In the basement. Yeah.
Did someone fart?
Anytime.
How about you, Rick? You went on vacation.
I did, and there's tons of stuff that I want to talk about, but I think one of our musicians has to leave in like 11 minutes.
So good.
So maybe we should talk about our weekends and our amazing time off, because we'll have plenty of time to do that once we no longer have musicians.
I was just going to let you say like a sentence or two, and then I was going to jump to the musicians.
And chop my ass off.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too bad I know what's going on.
Yeah. I get it now.
All right, let's jump to
the
music.
Well, hey, we've got Bill and Zeke. How you doing?
I like Bill and Zeke. Yes.
Bill and Zeke are going to be performing
the
with
Bill and Zeke show.
Their whole band at the Folk Festival at the Morris Berner Hotel this weekend.
Right. Yep.
And we're going to be talking a little bit about that here in a minute. But why don't you set this up? Tell us what you're going to play first.
Well, we're going to do one of Zeke's tunes because there's two of us and we like to play as many notes as we can.
That means one of my tunes because it's got lots.
Zeke builds mandolins in his spare time. That's one of the ones he builds.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
That's amazing. Yeah. You got to picture that.
So. So
Bud Griffin.
That's very cool.
So this one's called Woodworking because
I'm not really original about the names of songs. I write them when I'm out there in the shop. And what am I doing? Oh, I'm woodworking.
It's better than Serenade Number 10 in B flat major.
More people should
name
do that.
One Shop Rag. You know the Shop Rag. You know.
Do you have one called Sawdust yet?
Yeah, yes. Right. There is a Sawdust strut. You know, but
Sawdust.
Okay.
Damn. Damn.
Fuck.
I'm talking about, that's real good American music right there.
That was awesome. Jesus Christ, you guys. You know, everybody likes a good organ. And I often get an organ Jones. But you know the thing about like Bach organ pieces, the overlapping layers that fall together? I fall in love with that. And then like
the partitas, the Bach organ partitas?
Dude, and the fucking the Hot Sevens and Hot Fives, Louis Armstrong recordings, you know?
What?
The layers of bullshit.
I can't hear you, Rick. Could you repeat that?
I'm talking about something we're currently dealing with. It has nothing to do with the microphones, Rory.
I heard something about layers.
Right. But the fucking layers in your guys' music is so awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, we usually hear it with the whole band. We have two wonderful musicians that are integral into making the whole sound. This is like a table with one leg missing.
Well, thank God, because I can barely handle it as it is.
You guys?
Scott Gavin, a banjo player extraordinaire, one of the most, probably one of the most amazing banjo players in the Western United States.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bob McNamara, who's well known from playing, bass with Guitar Woody and the Boilers for the last 30-some years, and, Contraband and a bunch of other bands.
Nice.
And he fell in love with our music and when we were recording a CD, and then he joined us.
So you guys do have a CD?
Went and got himself an electric upright that he plays sideways.
Just so he could play with you.
Oh, my God. That's
and he plays it sideways.
Like your band so much. I like your band so much, I'm going to go out and buy something expensive so I can play with you.
Yeah, buy something expensive. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
A real nice skin fluid. And we could
skin fluid. Yeah.
Hey now.
Welcome to the show.
Not enough people play the skin flute anymore.
I think it's random.
Actually, there's a huge
I've seen videos.
In fact, there's somebody in this house
there's a big
that
event
plays skin flute.
There was a big event Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll play a skin flute song.
All right.
Actually, would you guys mind giving us a little double up here and playing another song right now?
Yeah.
Okay. No expectations.
No expectations.
Yeah,
that's
great because I had none for you guys coming in.
And
the
this, is the,
today.
This is the reminiscent of the Rolling Stones version of No Expectations.
But we do a lot different.
Yeah, we do it a lot different. We missed the banjo on this one.
Take me to the station and you put me on a train. 'Cause I got no expectations to ever pass this way again. Well, once I was a rich man and now I am so poor. went to the airport and you put me on a train. 'Cause I got no expectation to ever pass this way again. To ever pass this way again. To ever pass this way.
Fucking A. Yeah. You must go through a lot of picks. Like whittling them down to nothing. Like
woodworking.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We
almost spilled the beer.
Just a water spill.
A little bit of water.
There's a water, a little.
I'm sure
intern.
Rick, there is none.
When things start sparking, is that bad?
No. Well, it's nice when there's just like, yeah, just, you know, acoustic instruments.
Yeah, no, wait, okay, so the foam, you know, is kind of melty.
Why don't we have an intern, Rick?
Where is the young JB?
Summer camp?
I believe JB is at band camp.
I could not find my coffee mug.
He's in Wittenberg.
I know, isn't that terrible? Like, he really is.
Screw his band camp.
Intern and goes to band camp.
One time at band camp, I stuck this bassoon up my... Never mind.
Right. We all know how band camp goes.
It was the buffoonophone.
When they come in like just like this massive wave.
Is that true?
Teenagers.
Can you surf a massive wave of cum?
That would make for a fine feature film.
Always looking for the
angle.
It's
what's for dinner.
I'm always looking for the
Spunk.
Oh, I got
the
new,
other white meat.
I got new Smegma. Spunk samples.
Put a gallon in the Allen.
Oh God, that's horrible.
Spunk. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Oh God.
Yeah. You know, Zeke's gonna listen to this podcast over and over again.
So Zeke, how long can we keep you? Can we make you stay longer than you're supposed to?
Oh yeah,
I've already gone past that point.
Perfect.
I want another couple.
Do you want to just do one more?
Sure. I think we should get to know you a little bit. You know,
Zeke is like the man.
He doesn't get to take
the
quiz.
He plays that mandolin.
Bill, I want Zeke to take the quiz.
Bill's been on the show before.
Zeke's the only newbie.
Yeah.
How about a mini quiz and a song, and we let him go?
Oh, there you go.
Quizmo.
All right. Mini quiz.
Like a three. Like everybody in the cast will get to ask.
So four questions. Yeah. And then we each get a rapid fire.
Okay. Let's do that. All right.
Sorry, buddy.
Rick, cue up that music. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, otherwise known
so
as
early in the show.
Zeke, this is the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask you some strange, uncomfortable questions and score you and judge you.
Reach for your
silently.
Power chocolate, partner. This astral plane ain't big enough for the two of us.
Okay. He's ready to play, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, only
shall
if I
we,
get the home game.
Shall we begin?
Please.
Okay. God, what do I want my first and only question to be? What was the first album you ever bought?
Gee, the first album?
First album.
Johnny Cash. Those? Johnny Cash album.
Nice.
I was 7.
Wow.
Excellent. Nice. Good answer. Chewy, I'll toss that to you now.
If you could have a fist fight with anybody in all of history, who would you choose?
Gee, a fist fight with anybody.
Anybody. Pick anybody to just start a fight with and have
gee,
it out.
You know, there's so many. So the history is filled with people I'd like to have a fist
fight
with.
Yeah, that's awesome. Some people say nobody. I'm such a pacifist.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, any one of the many child predators, you know. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
There you go.
Nice.
That's a fine answer.
But absolutely.
Who is the most famous... And who is the most interesting person you've ever met?
Is that two questions or one?
Oh, man, that's really hard.
Because I asked because it could be the same.
No. It's, I mean, I grew up around a lot of really interesting people. My older brother was one of the merry pranksters, so I got drug around.
Oh, wow.
I got drug around to all these things.
Which one?
I met so pie.
Pi?
Yeah, if you read the electric Kool-Aid acid test.
Yes, of course. I've read it many
Pi.
Times. Okay.
That's my brother.
All right.
Wow.
That's an awesome way to grow up.
Yeah.
Those people were great heroes of mine.
That's a window into a whole different
world. Are you saying Zeke ever grew up?
Yeah. You know, sorry. When I went to my first acid test, I watched all these adults having, I was 12 or 13, I watched all these adults having sex and costume, doing all this outrageous stuff, and I said, this is what I want to do when I grow up. I want to be a professional adolescent, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. This is
it,
you know? So. You know, so I have to say my older brother was, you know, the most interesting character because he introduced me to so many, you know, he introduced me to the gamut. He was on the inner Illuminati of every
circle. Those
people circle.
Were pushing the envelope of ridiculousness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and just basic culture
and
just, society,
that was just
too.
The start. That was
great
just the
answer,
start.
Dude.
That was,
yeah.
That
well,
was
and you know what? That exact
that's one of the finest answers to that question I've heard.
Definitely. Rick, your
question. What? Are the details of and age at which you lost your virginity?
Yes.
Is this question for everybody?
No,
just
Zeke. No, there it is.
We got a quick one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jill Marlene in the studio.
It was Methodist church camp, and I lost it. I'm serious. Methodist church camp. I was 13, I think, 12 or 13, and she was an older counselor.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That is
awesome.
That's my first heterosexual thing. Everybody has their little boy things when you're growing up. You know, that's you know.
See, people said that to me, but I never. I felt left out in those years.
Fantastic.
None of the priests
so
touched me either. I also am going to ask, what is the last meal you'd ever want to have?
The last meal.
Whether you're going to Mars or dying tomorrow.
French cassoulet.
Oh, yeah.
Layered French cassoulet. They take the duck and infuse it with pork, and then they take the pork and infuse it with duck. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then like they layer it. It's an all-day thing.
Pig fucking
French,
a duck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You explained
in
it, and
mouth.
I still don't think I know what that is.
But I love that
it's
answer.
It's a layered French cassoulet with white beans, duck, pig, pork. Oh,
real
yeah.
Quick.
Sure, I mean, sure, that's the greatest food there is.
He carries around instead of a medical card. He has, like, his last meal card.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Rapid fire.
Switch gears to rapid fire. Nick, I'm going to let you start this.
All right, Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, geez. Elvis never write a song, so Beatles.
Okay.
Okay, beat up or arrested?
I've been both. What are we
Which
asking?
One would you prefer?
Oh, arrested every time. You hurt your hands and you get beat up, you know? I played chicken wire clubs growing up, man. You learned to not get in a fight because you couldn't play the next day.
Yeah, true that. I'm going to go with are you going to throw it to Rick?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Gee, if I was born gay, I mean, that'd be fine, you know? I mean,
nobody wants to have red hair. I'm with you.
I want to have red hair.
And I mean, to be a true ginger, then you're so pale. You're like this white person.
Yeah.
You know, this
and you're covered in moles.
Yes, right.
What's that?
My cousin's a pure ginger, you know? You know, he's fine with it. He can't stay outside.
Did he answer the question?
Did you answer the question?
I think so.
Right. Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh, tough one. Yeah. Tough one, because I can go to both camps, you know, and converse.
Pick one.
Trek.
Yes! All right, Nick, I'll throw that to you.
Oh, is there one more?
Wow.
Rapid fire? Oh, Star Trek or Star Wars?
No.
If you lived in a world with either the Beatles or Star Trek, but you can have both, which one do you pick?
Oh, my God. Star Trek, so much hope, and so are the Beatles. I'm sorry, the Beatles were seminal change, you know? I mean, they were planetary change.
I thought you'd
say that. I was reading Harlan Ellison when I started reading, you know, when I saw Star Trek, so.
Hey, Star Trek right here in my hand.
Yeah, so, yeah. Exactly. All those things came out, but, you know, Arthur C. Clarke was writing about this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And Heinlein was writing about this stuff in the 50s, so I was raised on that shit, so.
I always think it's trippy, too, how Apple is computers, but it's also the Beatles. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
there's an interesting bit
Apple.
Of confusion there, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Apple is slowly going to acquire Seagram's and Rupert Murdoch's left testicle.
I also have Star Trek in my hand.
I see your shorts.
More power!
I see your shorts is as big as mine. Okay. I'm going to say full marks, 32,004 points.
Very well.
Excellent. Well done, sir.
Thank you, brother.
That's an excellent score on the quiz there.
Very well done.
Excellent questions. You know,
it's not nearly as hot in here as you guys advertised.
Well, thank you.
Oh, just
it got hotter.
Yeah, we're only a few weeks into the show.
When you got here, it just went, the meter went into the red, baby.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the studio, the lovely and talented Jill Marlene.
I missed you. I'm so sorry. I was late. I had the webcast.
It's okay. We're talking with these guys.
You're just a castable.
Yeah.
They played two Cast songs for us. It was fantastic.
Did they? Aren't they amazing?
It was almost
picking
more,
in a
more
singing.
Fun than you. I agree. Jill is here because she's one of the big promoters and organizers with the weekend's folk festival at the Morris Burner Hotel down on 4th Street that we were talking about.
It's going to be so much fun.
Give us a little short bit about that, and then we're going to have them play another song.
Good. Okay. So Bill has been helping me and Cindy Gray. They're doing the Sunday thing. And Josiah and I had kind of birthed this idea right after Hazards of Love. We were actually at Jub Jub's talking about Pete Seeger dying. And we were like, we have to do something about this. And then it kind of fell into place, the Morris Burner Hotel. And how many, I'm thinking that Reno is kind of the Portland of the desert. We just have so many good acoustic musicians here. There are 81 people performing.
I know we did the audition,
and it's probably 81 more than I'm.
And that does include your hosts for the show.
Mr.
Nick Ramirez and the Reverend Rory Dow.
That doesn't include that at all. That is just musicians in bands and groups.
Well, we're going to be playing. We're going to be playing.
They're going to be a picking and a singing too.
You betcha. 83.
I have your tickets too.
Round up.
Let's call it 83. Give me some tickets.
The tickets are. You guys can't lose these because this is how you're getting in.
Yeah.
This is your comp. You guys get one comp. I'm giving. Oh yeah, we'll talk.
And dude, have you seen the shirts? Have you guys seen the shirts?
The shirts are awesome.
I need a shirt. I need to have one.
Go get a shirt, and you can get staff.
We can
shirts.
Do all the ticket stuff after the show.
I'm just gonna pull them out now.
Okay, she's pulling out these awesome tickets. May I look at one?
Pull it out.
By the way, Bill, I have all of our stuff.
This is a 3-day pass.
That's yours, Nick. You can't lose that. That's what you need. And this is for your
okay. After we did the Ricky Ricardo song.
Oh, want to do the Ricky Ricardo?
I thought that's what we're gonna do. Then we could do Angel with her.
Okay.
I would love to.
How many times do bands play Ricky Ricardo songs on your show?
I want to say this would be a first.
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic.
This is
Thank
the
you.
Greatest song by Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky Ricardo.
Desi Arnaz.
Lucy!
You got some explaining to do.
El Cumbanchero.
That's how this stuff starts. You have to say that first.
You got some explaining to do,
Lucy.
Oh,
Rick! Ricky! Oh, Ricky, 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 Ricky.
Oh, my.
I got blisters on my fingers.
There's smoke coming
Lucy
out of the
Lucy can't explain much when her mouth is full.
Oh, Ricky.
She takes it like, okay.
Hey, Ricky. Ricky, come in here.
Pop the fluid in me, Louie.
It's like Rick's new toy.
It's such a... I feel like I have to like knock myself back to at least 17 to be even be in this studio.
Yeah, exactly.
Age regression party.
It's a fun time.
They said I had to get old. They didn't say I had to grow up.
I pulled up the lyrics so I don't screw it up. I guess I'm singing melody on that one, yeah?
Oh, Angel?
On Angel, yeah.
Oh, I'll sing with you.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Bill and you.
And, yeah, I like the you know Zeke's line, which is... You
is
know,
Bill on mic?
No.
God damn it. Don't do that.
Hey, Bill. Hi,
Bill. Bill, don't
He's
move.
He's trying to
don't
imagine move. We have an audience.
He's trying
so
to see
fucking
me.
Confusing. You must talk through the mask like Bane. Talk through, okay.
What a great Bane. Oh, my God.
When Zeke was seven, spooky. After he lost his virginity when he was seven, yeah. he said, Mom, what, you know, when I grow up, I want to be a musician.
This is right after he finished?
Yeah. She said, honey, you can't do both.
But I'm bump.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Do we have time for more, or what's the situation artist?
We're doing one more with Jill here.
We're doing
a very Strange on the Range version of...
And this is a Strange on the Podcast today.
Yes.
Strange on the Podcast. Morris Berner Hotel Folk Festival 2014.
Word. Yep. I just got my tickets.
And Sunday will be the Bluegrass Americana version where I and Cindy Gray are the MCs. And so,
along with these guys, everybody will pitch
in. And I'll be down Saturday to help out a little bit, too.
Thank you. That's great.
Nice.
Excellent.
Spell, you guys, so you can drink.
That's for you, Rick.
Get in the zone. Hi, Bill.
What's the song called?
Wow, there's a lot of... Some kind of sweat in the
some
air.
Energy.
Yeah, it is. I'm
just
sweating.
The energy.
Steamy.
Feeling the energy.
No, it's 104 outside.
It gets hot in here about April, and right now it's disgustingly hot.
Yeah. It's like an old juke joint, so, you know.
It smells like
Which I grew up playing in juke joints.
Pretend like you're going to get paid later in shots that you already drank.
Are you really drinking whiskey in front of me?
Yeah. Well, I'll share.
About to? You're going to share?
Here, all right. Before
you.
The song.
That makes it okay.
Right. This makes it
yeah. Now, welcome.
More like Bonnie Raitt.
Welcome to
Coat
the show
the
now.
Throat.
Welcome Ooh, to the show, now.
I'd rather have a bottom.
Coat
bottom.
The throat. Hey, give it to Bill. Bill wants to swallow.
Nick wants a little.
A bottle of yes,
you non-players can
is that
have
Jameson's?
Shots after, you know.
VO.
Oh, it is. What the hell? Oh, really?
Well, we're playing.
See, I can't even tell the difference. It's hot. Canadian. Hot whiskey.
Yeah. Well, VO's pretty good.
Hot it's Canadian.
Warmed
whiskey.
By my
hot coating.
Ass.
Hot. It's hot.
Thank you. Well, I had me a cowboy. You weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how I tried, the years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living's just a hard way to go. Buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living's just a hard way to go.
Sweet,
that
you are so beautiful.
All that practice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We were
doing a lot of like.
Yeah.
Wow.
It sounds like he was miming some sort of deep throating maneuver there. Yeah, just like that with the microphone, Jill.
Whoa.
She obviously practiced.
Put a gallon in gallon.
Practice what? Just, which part?
The miming part of the.
It well, seriously you know, is.
It comes
hot
from
here.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous hot in here.
Sexually.
Sexually.
It's like 105 today.
Sexually.
And as sexually. And as opposed to normally just wearing my bow tie and sans clothing, this week I'm actually in three layers of clothing, including a fur coat. Butcher's apron and fur coat.
You look a little bit like the rake, actually.
Holding a meat cleaver,
like
yes.
A cleaned up version.
Jill's not going to be at the Folk Festival this weekend. She'll be served late. No. She'll be served at the later portion of the show on Sunday.
Oh, my.
Well, we have to let it.
Tender subject.
Eddie!
Nice.
Eddie!
Oh, speaking of
another
which,
slice, anyone?
I have begun training.
Whoa.
This
oh,
year.
God. For what?
Woo! I've got to shave away a couple of pounds around the belly so I can fit yep. into my gold spandex shorts.
Yep. Woo!
For an upcoming performance of the Pinky Rocky Horror Polanski show.
Nice.
That sounds like fun.
It's going to be at the end of October. Details will be coming up shortly, but we're still finalizing some of those. It
I
will
saw
be
you were looking for those shorts. I instantly
at the cargo.
Knew. Nice.
Yeah. So
new room, new sound system. It's fucking
yeah,
great.
Yeah, the new cargo and everything.
It looks great. I saw pictures. Wow.
Is it running simultaneously with Evil Dead?
It is going to be at the same time as the closing show of Evil Dead.
Oh, that's settled?
Well, it's that weekend, and it's looking more and more likely that, yes, it's going to be closer.
That's a lot of work.
I didn't want to talk about that, Nick. Thanks for
we don't
me
know.
In the spot.
Yeah, good
well,
job,
we, it's still not finalized. We don't
brought
know.
Brought it up, bro.
I put it on the table. I had just said. And,
I ask questions.
And I said we would share details later, and you ask me something, I'm just going to answer because I'm dumb.
Keep your Halloween weekend free.
Yeah.
Is what we would like to say.
Yes. Okay. Keep Halloween. Halloween weekend's going to be a lot of fun this year. But Rocky Horror is coming up. It's going to be fantastic. We have finished our Evil Dead. Speaking of, we have finished the Evil Dead Indiegogo fundraiser.
Cool.
And
We hit about $3,000, which is no shabby little sum there.
Now, is that just from that and then add on the money you made at Jub Jub's? Or?
Yes.
And so what are we... You were shooting for what, like 10 grand or something?
Five. We still have some more stuff to do, but I think we're going to come within 95% of that.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
We couldn't be happier.
You're going to have to use less fake blood.
A titch. There's gonna be one. We're gonna break one less pane of candy glass over somebody's head, or something. I don't know. I just raised the money. They spend it. I have no idea.
He needs to be coddled.
Just tell the truth.
A little. Somebody needs to rub his tummy for him.
No, I have lots of things I'm trying not to talk about because they're not fit for public consumption yet.
Just let it out.
Yes.
Edit button. It's hard, yeah. Isn't it? Hard.
These are more questions that I'm not really supposed to answer in public.
Why don't we talk about the Morris
Burner Hotel Folk Festival?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
What a concept.
Oh, my God.
Tell us about
so when is it?
A theme. And
yeah.
Yeah, first day is Indie Folk. That's Friday from 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. And that's kind of we're kind of like modern troubadours. The young kids that kind of have both folk and punk influences, but it's not. It's definitely folk, but they allow for a little. It's a little bit edgier. And then Saturday is Back to the 60s. It's kind of all the genres, all the kinds of folk that you can imagine from, I don't know, probably the 40s,
the
Pete Seeger era, all the way through that influenced social change. And we're kind of, you know, how folk music changed the world. It has been changing the world since, you know, the dawn of the stringed instrument. But most recently in the last century, it's done a lot for changing our minds. And then Sunday is Bluegrass and Beyond, getting back to our roots. And we have a little bit of Celtic and a ton of bluegrass. If you like the sweetness that you just
every
heard.
A walk backwards in time throughout the weekend, as it were.
Every band is going to do a Pete Seeger song on Sunday.
Yeah, everybody, every day. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is a Pete Seeger song in every set.
Every set's going to have a Pete Seeger song. That's awesome.
And be mindful
except
of
mine.
83 Pete Seeger
except yours. You guys
what
don't have to.
Well, there's a lot on? Of them.
We're Sunday.
We're close to the end.
They're definitely Bluegrass and Beyond.
Are we on five okay, o'clock?
They are beyond.
They're like closer to seven, but okay. Yeah. We'll be there all day hanging out.
We'll be there all day hanging out. Exactly. We're going to be doing, Bill and I will do some tweeners and
teeners?
Tweeners.
Oh, okay.
Tweeners.
Betweeners.
Right. And then Cindy Gray and I are going to be doing the emceeing most of the day, I guess.
It's all ages show.
You know,
all ages.
It's all ages. It's an art town event. It's an officially sanctioned art town event.
We're the MCs
for all 3 days.
Yeah,
but you're more than welcome to join us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was just told that I have to do Sunday, you know. She was very, very adamant, you know.
Yeah. Well, and just to fill in and you guys can they he can is do like Jill the first way off 2 mic? Hours. I've been
yeah,
I can't
you have
hear,
to get all the way up
I
on
am right
mic
here.
Then.
I just
that's
can't
good.
Hear myself at all.
I can hear you.
Can I hear you?
This event will be at the beautiful historic Morris Hotel on 4th Street.
Oh my God, it's beautiful
it's
now.
It's gorgeous. Well, it's been beautiful now.
Not just historic but rehistoric because I think this is going to be a new era that's going to help it be remembered.
It's always been a very nice looking building.
It's so neat. Yeah, it's a beautiful building. And they've preserved a lot of the beautiful things
as
that were
featured,
in there.
As featured, they're going to be art room tours. Cob. Art room tours, which I'm
referencing.
What movie?
They're typically art room tours.
Yeah, oh, yeah there are. They're going to be
especially during events.
It's one of the things we talk about on stage is go and check out every hour there's going to be an art room tour. You need to see everybody
see
uses
what
it.
Those crazy burners did to this place. This
I have to say thank you to Bill and Cindy and to Josiah Knight for helping me put to this. I could not have done this without them. There is no way. I am so grateful that Josiah and I conceived of this that night after Hazards, and he has been integral to making this happen. And so have they. Like, they put together Sunday. We didn't have to do anything. So it's totally amazing.
Excellent.
I'm so glad. I'm glad to have Zeke on board. He has sound expertise, and he wants to get up and entertain people.
He's
a
fucking player,
he's
too.
He's freaking hilarious.
He's all right.
He plays like, he jams like a madman.
His body language.
He said he was going to impress me, but I'm waiting.
His
for
body
that,
language
so.
Tells me he needs to go.
He needs to get out of the sauna.
Maybe.
Do you have to go?
So
I
got
to go. So,
yeah, we'll see you later. Well,
hey, right. Thank you guys for having me. Yeah. This is really wonderful.
It was nice.
You're wonderful.
I will see you all this weekend.
Thank you for being here. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Bravo.
Guys, it was great.
Yeah. And you'll have some MC time on the mic.
We should totally play him off, right?
Yeah, give
him a little. Yeah.
Zeke, everybody.
We love you, Zeke.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Zeke has a really great ponytail.
Zeke has left the studio.
Strange on the Range. Oh, yeah.
Now it's just range.
Oh, yeah.
Mother F word.
Well, you have lots of range.
Speaking of, hey, that little theme music brought to you by Reno's own, the Vampirates, who are coming back into town here.
Yes. God bless the Vampirates,
not,
everyone.
Not anti-gay news. Terrorists.
National
not,
news
yes.
broken.
They are not story. Anti-gay terrorists in Florida.
So awesome.
Nor are they stealing their own van.
They're just like pizza and beer, dude. And playing music.
As long as it's made up.
But yeah, they were at the Double Down just a couple days ago, so they are on the homeward trail, folks. And we can't wait to talk to them again soon.
You know, if Dave ever wants to throw them off the trail of them being anti-gay terrorists by having sex with a man, have him call me. Because I'm down.
Right.
That's so hot.
What about Chris?
So hot.
Oh,
so
I would,
hot
yeah.
and gross.
You take any of
them.
Take
turns, boy. Yeah. It's like some punk rock madness.
Cranium's playing with them, too.
Oh, excellent.
Cranium.
More the merrier. Awesome. Oh, you're not talking about gay sex. You're talking about...
No.
Right, okay. The more the merrier with gay sex? Yeah, Caligula or whatever.
Awesome music.
It's really not the
little
more the
merrier. Boots. Little boots.
Rick wears little boots. One on each ball.
These balls are made for walking.
Pop the fluid in me, Louie.
Hey, speaking of gay stuff, that Avenue Q show last week was fucking brilliant, you guys. It was great. And
well,
I don't know if it was just
you got a problem
or,
with musical theater? You're saying
no,
it's just a bunch of homos?
It was awesome. And I went to the show last night at the Knitting Factory and saw it. And they were great.
Dude.
They were so funny on our show, dude.
Yeah. That was pretty rad.
That,
yeah.
was, a
that was a
great
episode.
And Theater of the Mind, for it to really be puppets talking to Rory and us, that was pretty rad. Yeah.
Yes. Freebasing with gays.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chewy does it.
That's
a
what
lot.
I'm doing this weekend instead of going to the party.
You're
going to
freebase with gays?
Yes.
Wow. How do you get on that bill?
You gotta. Never mind. Need a lot of
that
cocaine
was,
and gay people.
Yeah.
That was discussed. Something about blow.
We could like do half of it right now
no,
and half
honey,
after the show.
Honey, you keep all of it for me.
Oh,
slurping.
God.
Hey. Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Put that away.
Hey now. Look around cafe. Hey now.
You and your meal go.
That's how it goes.
I'm
journey. You okay? You doing okay over there, Bill?
Well, should we? We're all dying in
we
here.
All know what we're doing next week. We're all going to the Morris
Hotel Folk Festival.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. On Friday, the show begins at 4 o'clock and it runs till 11. On Sunday, it's at 1 p.m. and runs till
That's
11.
That's Saturday.
What did I say?
I said Sunday.
Damn. Friday,
Saturday.
4 to 11.
Saturday,
1 to 11.
Sunday, 11 to 8.
11 to 8.
Ooh.
That's the curveball.
Mm-hmm. And the last person that's going to play is Six Mile Station, and that should be awesome. It's the last day of their tour.
A hollering good time.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
Sunday.
Are they like steaming
Josiah
back into town
and I are looking forward to
show?
Sunday because we get to chill and let Cindy and you do all the work. It's going to
cool.
be great.
Oh, my
Hell
God.
Yeah.
Sunday's going to be awesome.
Sunday's
going to be awesome. What night is Josiah?
When
I'm going to
be
drunk.
I'm going to be late.
Josiah's playing Saturday. I'm playing Saturday. Our bands are I think I go on at 5. The Pretty Unknown goes on at 4. Mallory goes on at. I mean, it's
nice.
Going to be
and wait,
amazing.
By you,
day.
You mean Wheatstone Bridge?
Wheatstone Bridge.
Nice.
Yep.
Awesome.
We're on then.
I'm going to be late on Friday because I have to work.
Late or late?
Josiah's on at like 7. You're going to be late. That's okay. That's
Nick,
okay. We got,
but Nick,
you're
going to
cover Friday.
He's the man.
Yeah. I'll be there for the whole thing.
Okay. Awesome. Do you guys need a room?
I
got a room.
Well, we might need a room to
two beds, please.
Hang out together, but my house
hang
is just
together.
Down the street. We
okay.
could go there and
okay.
have privacy. It's cool.
Yeah.
Is there velvet involved?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably, and if I need to, I will just curl up on one of the couches in the back.
Okay. They have such yummy little couches. Yeah. They're so Burning Man couches. Like,
exactly.
Well, it's like being at Jub Jub's without all the abuse.
And it's a great time of year. It's not even that cold. I wouldn't even need a blanket. I could just pass out in my own filth.
Just don't pass out with your shoes on. Because you know what happens.
It's a nice little place to go rest if we need a break.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And shade I'm not structures. Worried.
And we probably
we have shade,
won't go
we have misters.
Yeah, there are many shade structures.
Many,
and you have
much shade, misting tent,
nice.
Bar, hookah lounge, tea. There's going to be tea. There's going to be.
Now, is there going to be alcohol for a sale
yes.
for the entrance?
Tons of alcohol.
Is there any food on premises, or do you have to go
food,
somewhere?
Food, yes. There's four food trucks at all times. They're going to rotate through, and they're going to be out.
No,
by
is this
going
to be the whole back part all the way to
the
studio?
The whole back, including studio.
Excellent. Okay.
And
okay,
Abby's.
Cool.
Like,
yeah,
we're
going to
have access through and in between all of them.
I love it when they do that for an event.
Yeah.
It creates
a
whole new space.
Wide open, and it's really like a little mini Burning Man. You go from theme camp to theme
now,
camp.
Is it going
to
be costumes?
Saturday,
like
we're encouraging people to dress like the 60s. However they interpret that. You can come mod, or you can come psychedelic, or you can come like a goddamn hippie, whatever you want.
That's totally disgusting.
I'm going to stop showering today.
Oh, I'm so excited. Just no patchouli.
Patchouli.
Well, no, if I stop showering,
patchouli
it's
makes me
to
feel
get
very
the stink.
Sick.
Patchouli's like fucking
stink.
Gross.
It's a shower
patchouli's fucking gross. Who said that?
I said that.
You're
yeah,
right.
Patchouli's
I
gross.
Myself entirely.
The smell of patchouli makes me think, ah, oh, somebody's got BO and is trying to cover it up.
That's exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Or weed.
And why can't they just use a nice French perfume? All the French do.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Or the French. Or the French just walk around smelling like
comme
shit.
Comme les Français.
Well, I'd rather smell shitty French people than patchouli.
Me too.
Oh, god. That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Man.
Namaste. Patchouli sucks.
Namaste.
Namastizzle.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Namaste.
Darling. Well, all right. Then
namastizzle.
Let's just shut this down and not die of heat.
I agree.
Hyperthermia.
It's great to be
so
back.
Good.
I feel like a little kid trapped in a car right now.
Thanks
really
for listening.
Do.
With my mom smoking.
I want to start beating my head against the window to try to get out.
Bill.
So
thank you.
Four.
Oh, wait, fingers
oh, wait
magic.
Bill. Did you have anything? Final words. Bill looks like he's about to
today
die.
Today is the 30th anniversary of Clarence White's death. Who is for Flat Pickers?
Wow.
He's the hero. He was the guy. He died at 29.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
He did all that shit. That's
heroin?
Nope. He got hit by a drunk driver.
Oh.
So,
that sucks.
I was making assumptions.
Must have been a good guy. Because only the good die young.
Yeah. Can we always also say, rest in peace, Tommy Ramone. And
oh, my God.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're happy you're back with your boys.
And,
I hate the Ramones, but I'm sorry you're dead.
Can I say, fuck James Taylor in his ass?
What did he say?
I hate James Taylor.
Why? What?
Covered on a previous episode.
Okay, never mind. I have to go listen back episodes.
And I just want to
happy Bastille Day.
Yeah,
vive la révolution.
The last time we were on with Bill.
The
with
French are revolting.
When Bill was here with a different band, he gave me a copy of the Strange on the Range CD, and it is fucking awesome, you guys.
Yes, it is.
I bet
it's so well. It's well done, and it's fucking.
Rick,
so get the CD when you go see it.
Covered in a previous copy of the Reno Tahoe tonight.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was
no,
awesome.
No, but
bro.
I don't
that
believe
really...
the stuff that they print in those stupid things. But
that
I
wrote?
Wait,
oh
I just wrote the...
I wrote that.
I write
I know,
for that
you
magazine.
And you don't like everything. So
I'm getting
that's,
out of here.
That's true.
Oh,
I believe
wow.
You.
Ouch. Ouch, baby.
But
no, I mean that seriously. You don't like everything. I've heard. I've seen you write bad stuff about things.
Thank you.
So I respect you as a reviewer.
That's the
no,
only
I did like the Strange and the Range CD. I definitely
it's
did.
It's fucking awesome. It's like overlapping crazy. It's the kind of thing you like the first time you listen to it. So
cool.
Yeah. So get their CD while you're there
pick
seeing
it up.
Them.
Yep.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, for Strange on the Range, Chewbacca, Nick Ramirez, Dog Water Dick, Nate, the production assistant, and JB, the intern, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short, and I love you. So good night, ladies.
Love you, too.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Many of them claim they have found some kind of new feelings, new insights, a new religious experience.
Backwater Studios.
I find more and more a selfish existence, more and more self-centered, and less concerned about the problems of the world, and more concerned about the escape from the problems of the world.
Put it in your ear.